With a look at Radio Cayman's local news, I'm Dion Anglin. Court is officially back in session with the Grand Court opening taking place today. Radio Cayman's Felicia Rankin-Sollins was there and has this report.
The Royal Cayman Islands Police kicked off Grand Court opening Wednesday morning with the arrival of the Guard of Honour. The courthouse steps filled with the arrival of Commissioner of Police, Governor Martin Roper, followed by the assembly of Honourable Chief Justice Anthony Smellie and fellow judges of the Grand Court. Honourable Attorney General Samuel Bulgin and Director of Prosecution Patrick Moran gave the opening of the Grand Court. They warmly welcomed the return of former Chief Magistrate Margaret Ramsey Hale, now Judge of the Grand Court. Condolences were given for the late Justice Quinn, described by Attorney General Bulgin as the perfect judge. David Collins, president of the Cayman Islands Legal Practitioners Association, spoke of journalist Carol Winker's passing, noting that she made a significant contribution and was beloved by all. Honourable Chief Justice Smellie addressed the bar with the challenges they still face. Despite acquiring the Scotiabank building for courts, the project to retrofit the building has yet to be achieved. He noted the urgent need for courtrooms and asked for government red tape to no longer hinder the process. Justice Smellie discussed how lack of courtrooms impacts the work of summary court, including traffic, civil, family, and coroner's court. The disruption causes significant backlog of cases. Justice Smellie revealed his hope is for the additional courtrooms to be completed no later than May 2020. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Sollins.
A new addition to court is a facility for electronic transfer of funds, which can help to pay traffic ticket fines without having to appear in court. As part of Grand Court opening, Honourable Chief Justice Anthony Smellie presented a dedication in honour of journalist Carol Winker, who passed away in November of 2019. A special chair was installed in Courtroom 1 in the press section. The chair has a plaque engraved stating, "In memory and honour of Carol A. Winker, journalist and reporter extraordinaire, who served the people of the Cayman Islands for 34 years." Government's 2020 budget priorities includes more than $50 million in investments in education infrastructure. The Ministry of Education, Youth, Sports, Agriculture and Lands will use the funds to continue with the development of the new John Gray High School campus. The plans also include upgrading of other school infrastructure and the development of a new Sunrise Adult Training Center. The $50 million breaks down like this. $42.7 million is earmarked for the ministry's various projects. $2 million is set to go towards the University College of the Cayman Islands, and $5.4 million will be used to fund land purchases. The Protocol Office ended 2019 by recognizing the uniformed groups and individual volunteers who support the office's work on an ongoing basis. An appreciation reception was hosted by His Excellency the Governor and Mrs. Roper at Government House, when representatives from Cayman's uniformed services, youth organizations, and community groups were honored, along with a cadre of volunteers. Chief of Protocol, Melanie Sims.
We felt it important to pay tribute to our various contingents and tireless volunteers who, throughout the years, and especially in 2019, have done exceptional work to ensure that our national events and special visits were well received. As a small unit within the Cabinet Office, the Protocol Office depends on our core of civic-minded individuals.
The occasion saw the Protocol Office launching the Government Boot Award for both the senior and junior contingents. The winners for 2019 were Her Majesty's Cayman Islands Prison Service Senior Contingent and the Cayman Islands Cadet Corps Junior Contingents. If you are interested in becoming a Protocol volunteer, you can email protocol@gov.ky. Two men faced the court this week charged with several offences in relation to a sexual assault incident back in December of 2019. A 29-year-old man of East End has been charged with several offences, including possession of an imitation firearm with intent to commit an offence, wrongful confinement, threats to kill, and several counts of assault by penetration. The charges relate to an incident on December 30th, where a woman reported she had been threatened with a firearm and forced to perform sexual acts. He appeared in court on Tuesday, January 14th, and was remanded into custody. A second man, 26-year-old, also from East End in connection with the incident, was also arrested and appeared in court today, answering to charges of wrongful confinement, assault by penetration, and two counts of rape. The Cayman Islands National Weather Service recognizes its 2019 Employee of the Year. Radio Cayman's April Cummings has more.
Meteorologist Avalon Porter takes the top spot for 2019 for his work not just on forecasts and weather warnings, but also for his efforts to manage the National Weather Service statistical database. Mr. Porter is the lead meteorologist in charge of climate, climate requests, and statistical database maintenance for the Cayman Islands National Weather Service. He also manages the officers who observe and carry out quality checks to limit errors within the database of the service. Mr. Porter has a bachelor's degree in meteorology from the University of the West Indies. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Also recognized, Mrs. Shakira Gregory, a Support Services Officer of the Year, due in part to her upgrading staff job descriptions, and Mr. Floyd Webb, Weather Observer of the Year, for his contributions in assisting the technical section with radar checks. The three were recognized at a staff appreciation function held in mid-December. And the International Food Festival Cayman Cookout kicks off tomorrow. Radio Cayman's Shanda Gallego catches up with Ritz-Carlton's Marketing Communications Manager, Maria Pineda, on what's to come for the weekend full of culinary delights.
We are beyond thrilled to see the evolution of this event that was created 13 years ago, and we're celebrating the 12th annual Cayman Cookout this weekend. It keeps getting better and better every year. We have a wonderful lineup of headlining chefs, beverage experts, and although we've tried to keep the essence of the event by keeping, small, intimate, to keep that camaraderie and that sense of exclusivity at the event, it has grown so much over the years that now we have an additional full day of events on Thursday. We're kicking off this evening with a wonderful dinner, and we have over 70 events for guests from today until Sunday.
We're told founder of the cookout, Chef Eric Repair, will not be in attendance this year. Do you think this will affect the event in any way?
Due to unforeseen circumstances, he will be unable to join us this weekend. However, all events are continuing as scheduled. The friendship is one of the biggest components of Cayman Cookout, so definitely all of his friends have stepped up to make sure that everything continues as planned. He is very sad to be missing out on the weekend, and we'll miss him dearly, but we're looking forward to him returning in 2021. And Cayman Cookout continues as planned for this weekend. We are very, very excited to welcome both local guests and visitors from the U.S., from Canada, from the U.K., some who come back year after year because they love the event so much, and some new faces as well. So we hope to see everyone at an event this week.
And it's almost always a sold-out event. Is there any chance for the public to get in on the action still?
Absolutely. We still have some of the local favorites available. There's still availability, so get your tickets now.
For more information or for tickets, visit the website www.caymancookout.com. That'll do it for Radio Cayman's News. I'm Dion Anglin.